This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Time to head to the kitchen. I'm Paula McIntyre. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Not so bad. Before we go on, Hamley Kitchen, the second series, is running at the minute. There's 6 episodes altogether, and it's back on next Friday night
it's
again,
actually
isn't it?
Not. It's
is it not?
Nope, we've been bumped by Strictly, which is good. That's okay.
What?
Yes, yeah, so the 30th now is the
30th date. That's outrageous.
Sure, that's all right. Sure,
outrageous.
We're getting into the winter now. Since the winter
dear
now.
Points of view. Well, listen, we're talking about sourdough bread because, I mean, the number of people, I had so many conversations over and through lockdown, people making their own sourdough bread. And here we are, riding the zeitgeist.
Exactly.
A year later, kind of going, we should make some sourdough bread. But you made beautiful soup last week. And the idea was that it went with sourdough bread and you can make your own. And it is, I'm going to say, it's complicated, isn't it?
It is complicated, John. So last week I sort of said about if you wanted to make it this week to do the sourdough starter.
Yeah.
And the sourdough starter is just, that's just flour and water, like tepid water.
Uh-huh.
Mix that all up, cover it with a tea towel, and then just... Every day you take away half of it, or after a couple of days, take away half of it and replace it with more water and more flour until...
And what do you do with the stuff you take away?
You just throw that out, unfortunately.
All right.
Or maybe start another one. So you've got loads of starters going, I don't know. So just keep that. I think people do that. You know the way you go into a beggar and they've got all those wee Kilner jars going?
Yeah,
off the,
that's what
so
they are.
That's probably it. And you just keep going.
So be honest, how much of your week did this take up?
I'm going to be honest with you. Right. Any time that I've made anything sourdough before, it's been like, you know, sourdough waffles or crumpets or muffins, you know, during lockdown. And I borrowed that. Well, I didn't borrow. I've got the sourdough from my friend Mary, who lives in the town, and she's just, her sourdough's just, her starter's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's old now, so the older it gets, the better it is. You keep replacing it, you know, and it just gets older. So I got a wee bit of hers, but then I made my own this week as well. This has been my work this week, really.
Really?
So it is quite complicated, but you have to remember this is the way that bread was made originally, John. And I used for the one on the website, I used a white spelt flour. So you can use a dark spelt flour, you could use rye, but I went with the white spelt, which is still looks like brown bread, but we'll call it a labour of love. But to be honest with you, this week was the first time I've actually baked a sourdough. And it was quite, you know, I had a sense of satisfaction despite everything, you know. I was thinking, it came out and I put it into the oven and I thought, oh no, it looked a wee bit flat. And then I put it in and I came back about, you know, 15 minutes later. I'm like, oh, look at that. That's fantastic. So there was that bit. So this is a first for me this week, actually making sourdough bread.
Really?
But yeah, and I have the sourdough here, so I'm going to keep it going. No, I missed the lockdown sourdough. I just used yeast for that.
So did
one,
I. See, I just did soda bread because it was far easier and quicker and 40 minutes
it?
In the oven, and there you go, and you have a lovely, lovely, fluffy kind of fruit and soda bread and dead easy. Oh, this seemed like too much hassle. So you keep throwing away, you make your starter with your bread flour and your tepid water, and you cover it up and you leave it somewhere.
For about 5 days, it'll start to bubble, and you'll smell that yeasty smell. You know that sort of.
Yes.
Paint stripper meets beer kind
yes,
of smell.
Beery
you know?
Smell, yeah.
Beery, you know, beery, acidy smell. I mean, that's what you want. Once it and it'll be bubbling for you as well. So it's a natural yeast. So you know the way if you sort of, you know the way that I think now a lot of people say, okay, I had a bit of bread there and it made my stomach a bit upset.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have decreased the time it takes to make bread so much now that you can make bread
the
in Charlie an
Wood,
hour.
1964 Charlie Wood bread process.
There's a lot to answer.
Oh, we've talked about that before.
It's given us cramps. So there you are. So this will hopefully not, because it's more natural. So once you've made your sourdough, that's your thing. The first stage is to take that sourdough and mix it with some flour and some more water. Just roughly mix it together in a bowl, cover that with a tea towel and leave it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your first stage. And then in the morning, you're going to add more flour and the salt goes in at that stage. And then you want to knead that. And you don't really want to incorporate any more flour into this. So actually the best way to do this is to lightly oil your surface.
All right.
And just sort of lift it and bang it. Lift it, you know, that way. You know the way we were always pushing it a bit. So just sort of knead it that way around the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And do it for about 5 or 10 minutes. And that's good because you're getting you can do it in a processor, but you know, I think it's better just to
hands on. Yeah, you're getting a bit of a workout as well. You're working those glutes or abs or whatever they are.
I think so. You're preventing the bingo wings just
not your glutes. Yes. You wouldn't be working your glutes, I don't think.
No, you wouldn't. I don't think so. But your abs, yes, your abs, yeah. And then put that on you've done that, and then that goes onto a flour tray. And then dust it with some flour. And again, the tea towel goes on, a damp tea towel this time. And you're going to leave that for about 4 hours. So that's your sort of this is your proof now.
What day is this at this stage?
This is only day two. So we're good. It's only two. Well, actually, it's probably day seven if you're starting with a sourdough starter. Yeah, you're in day seven here.
Right,
okay. So, but once you get your sourdough, once you get it going and, you know, you're good, you know, yeah, it's only a 2 day thing. And then leave that, and you might notice I noticed this too, that it flattened a wee bit, and I'm thinking, oh no, this isn't going to work, you know, this is going to work. And get your oven up as high as it'll go. And then, you know, I slash the top of it. You know the way you see people make mm-hmm. a decoration? So slash the top of it. And you're going to bake that about in a really hot oven. Like, you know, if you can get your oven up to 240, do that and then reduce it. The other thing, you know, you want a nice crust in this. What I did was I put a baking tray at the bottom and poured hot water into it. So you get steam.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good idea if you're making any bread. You know, even if you're making a wheaten bread, if you do that, because you want that lovely crust.
Yes.
Do you know when you do soda bread and you put it into the hot oven first and you lower it? Well, you can either spray it with a bit of water or spray the oven with a bit of water, or this in the bottom where it's got the water. And when you open the oven to check it, you get a big, you know,
puff of steam coming out.
Puff of steam. You get a wee facial as well, you know, which is always good on a, you know, Saturday morning. And that's it. That'll probably take totally, you know, 10 minutes in a good hot oven, reduce it another 30 minutes, and that's it. Take it out, and it should sound hollow. You know, that's your key.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a skewer into it, and if it comes out clean as well, I mean, that's probably not the way bakers would do it, but I sometimes do that anyway, John, just for, do you know what I mean? And then you tap it, can you hear that there, that crust?
Yes, I can hear the crust.
And then you get that lovely, it's a different smell. Don't get me wrong. See that smell of soda bread? It's gorgeous, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
the buttermilk.
But it is sweeter.
This is hardcore. This
there's
is
a bitterness
proper,
about it.
Proper
yeah.
bread. Yeah. And that's it
ready to eat.
That's it ready to eat. So nice and warm. I mean, I have it wrapped up.
We got there eventually.
We did try.
I'm thinking to myself, now the recipe is on the website. You can check it all out. You can call us here on 03030 and get one for yourself. Uh-huh. It comes in a delivery van. There'll be a Michael Condren will be delivering it around your house in a large van. And all the details are in it. But having tasted it yourself, Paula, and be honest, is the love worth the labour?
It actually is, because it's, you know, it's got that lovely crust, and you know that it does have that sour flavour. You know, you really feel like, you know, you don't need that much of it because it's got such a flavour impact.
Yeah.
But we have a good bakery not far from here, to be honest with you. They make a lovely sourdough. So
you
support
see, that's
your
the
local
thing.
Bakery
that's
as
the
well.
Thing. But it's cheap. Yeah, if you do it yourself, it's going to be cheaper. It's going to save
lot
you money.
Lot cheaper, John. Lot cheaper.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, you enjoy your sourdough and your soup.
I will.
Recipe from the soup from last week is there as well. And thanks a million for talking us through that. And watch out for the Hamley Kitchen coming up on the 30th of September. Thanks, Paula.
John. Thanks a million, John.
There you go. Make your own sourdough bread and check out all the recipes. And in fact, you know, go to the John Toll Show if you're stuck for something to do, and instead of flicking through Twitter and getting yourself all stressed and all the rest, go to the John Toll Show page. I think there are loads and loads of wee pieces there that we've put out in the radio over the last weeks and months and years indeed as well. Find one that interests you and have a listen to it yourself. It's a completely stress-free way to pass 10, 15 minutes, an hour, an afternoon, a week, who knows.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.